said, I was losing my life too. And so he set his face to go in another direction. He was the first victim's family I met who taught me that forgiveness, first and foremost, is not what you do to lift the burden of the guilt of the other who has hurt you, but it's saving your own life. And I began then to see that maybe that's what Jesus meant. Love your enemies. Because by loving your enemy, by not letting that hatred overcome the love and integrity inside of our own souls, then we can conquer the hate and not succumb to it.
You have been listening to an excerpt of a speech by Sister Helen Prejean, who spoke at Lewis and Clark College last week. Thanks to Linda Thompson of Lewis and Clark for help with that. You are listening to KBOO. It is just 10 o'clock. This is KBOO Portland. At 10:15, Flashpoints presents a recent speech by Dr. Cornel West in October of last year in Seattle, Washington. At 11, it's Dirtbag host Glenn Andreessen. And next up, after a couple of announcements, it's Air Cascadia, headlines, interviews, and commentary with Chris Andre.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the film Malcolm X, playing at the Clinton Street Theater February 21st and the 22nd at 7 p.m. Starring Denzel Washington, this biographical film about Malcolm X by Spike Lee will be playing to honor the 50th anniversary of Malcolm X assassination. That's the film, Malcolm X, playing at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland, on Saturday, February 21st, and Sunday, February 22nd at 7 p.m. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO would like to thank the restaurants that have donated food today. Providing breakfast, Marcy Baking, located at 1625 Southeast Bybee Boulevard, using local ingredients, proudly serving the Portland and Seattle markets. Providing lunch today was Nel Centro, located at 1408 Southwest 6th Avenue, serving food rooted in French and the Italian Riviera, with outdoor dining and private banquet rooms available in the heart of downtown. Providing dinner today was Sin Yai, 3384 Southeast Division. Sin Yai Noodles, Pok Pok Restaurant's noodle shop, specializes in Kuwaitiao, the noodle dishes of Thailand. Open daily at 11:30 a.m. More info at pokpokpdx.com.
Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, February 11th, 2015, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, KBOO.fm on the web. We have this morning some credits to get through. First, I want to acknowledge and thank Patsy Kuhlberg for engineering the show today. Thanks, Patsy. Kathleen Stevenson is, of course, the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Kathleen. I'm Chris Andre. And just want to remind you before we jump right in, I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts, know your rights, take a stand. We do have headlines, but then again, who doesn't have headlines these days? We might even end up with net neutrality if we are very, very careful and work hard in that direction. We'll be having Larry Hildes on later in the week talking about the unexpected visitors that have been dropping in on anti-oil activists in the United States, knocking on doors, calling, texting, and contacting family members. They, of course, are fishing for names. Remember, don't give them any names. Not yours, not your friends, not your roommates, not your worst enemies. Don't talk to them. They likely will be up in our part of the world very soon because the issue of safety and shale oil tar trains coming through Cascadia is very big on the agenda. And, of course... something that many of us are involved in and might very well expect that knock, expect the unexpected knock on the door. Alec is also coming to Oregon. It's that foul smell from an indeterminate source. Alec is pressuring state legislatures around the country to ban cities from offering broadband internet access. And, of course, here in Portland, we may be looking down the barrel of the Joint Terrorism Task Force or something, a substance very similar to it in the not very distant future. We've got more news from down state, from Coos Bay. Right now, though, I want to introduce, welcome, and thank Red Gerard to the KBOO Airwaves Policy Impact Coordinator for the American Friends Service Committee. And originally, I found out about this lone voice out of Baghdad in the run-up to the war. Salam Pax, a Baghdad blogger, it was the most extraordinary writing I had ever come across. It was brave, it was funny, it was very real, and it was a report directly from an apartment in Baghdad waiting for the sky to open and rain fire down on innocent citizens of Baghdad. But today, Ryan Gerard, of course, is a policy impact coordinator, and we're very glad to welcome him to the KBOO Airwaves. Good morning, Ryan.
Good morning, and thanks for having me again.
Well, we're great. We're just delighted. Yeah, we are now, once again, looking at the prospect of endless war in our name. None of this, of course, has done America's image in the rest of the world any good whatsoever, and it arguably has caused the suffering, bloodshed, loss of life, and left populations wondering what exactly the hell is going on right now, and how soon can they avoid having democracy brought to their country?
that's actually a good question to ask our policymakers here in the U.S. What is going on? Because President Obama is the fourth consecutive U.S. president to wage war on Iraq. And now on Syria as well. Unfortunately, this new authorization to use military force is nothing more another blank check for an endless war. It has no limitations geographically on where the U.S. can bomb. It has very vague definition of the group that the U.S. will be attacking. It mentions ISIS and ISIS friends and affiliates and supporters and I don't know what, like a long list of adjectives that would include many, many, many groups around the world. And it has a three-year limit that is renewable. So it can go on forever and ever. More importantly, it does not repeal the authorization to use military force that was issued in 2001. Now, that authorization has been used to interfere in 13 countries in the last 13 or 14 years. My organization, AFSC, researched the use of the 2001 AUMF, and we found this shocking information. Imagine 13 countries in 13 years, and because of one authorization. It's truly a blank check for endless war, and now we're piling yet another blank check on top of that one without repealing it to continue a war that has been devastating Iraq and Syria.
And with no apparent objective. We hear in the mainstream media all sorts of rationalizations, but what possible objective is really what is the intent? How will they know if they? How would they know if they won? This is like the dog chasing a car. It might catch up with a car, but dogs don't drive. You know, they don't drive. They don't know anything about the cultures. They don't know anything about Bashar al-Assad, about his family, the dynasty. They know nothing about Syrian politics before the conflict, and no idea what Syria would look like afterwards. Besides a heap of smoking rubble. There's no point. I can't. And I think people in these countries understand that America has no idea what it's wading into.
I mean, it's even worse than a dog chasing a car. It's a dog scratching and chewing on the same car for decades and destroying it. You know, the current story that the White House and mainstream politicians are telling us is that we will bomb Iraq into moderation. We will bomb Iraq and Syria into moderation and stability. That's what they tell us, that there are extremist groups there. So we will drop bombs and these extremist groups will disappear and the country will become more moderate and stable. There is not one single evidence or example in history where dropping bombs on a country made it more stable and less extremist. The U.S. role in Iraq and Syria is actually a part of the problem. Dropping bombs on Iraq and Syria and arming and equipping proxy groups who have been committing gross human rights violations. Some of them are as bad or worse than ISIS. These are our friends who we are funding with our tax dollar money.
Right, we're out of time, so just one final thought you want to leave our listeners with. But before we have to let you go, I want to thank you so much.
I want all of your listeners to call their representatives today in the House and Senate and say vote no on a new war. That is the short message, and that is the important message that has to be given today.
It is really critical, people. I cannot emphasize enough. And I also cannot thank our guest today, Ryan Jarrah. Read everything you can get your hands on that this man has written. It's all wonderful. Thanks again. We now go to the membership room, and I believe that Annie Haynes, our wonderful, amazing volunteer coordinator, and Liz are out there to hold your hand and walk you through the rubble.
Oh, it's so easy.
We don't need to hold your hand. You guys are self-sufficient, but you do need the phone number, and that is 877-500-5266. That's toll-free anywhere in North America. You can also go online anywhere on planet Earth to kboo.fm. Show your support for Air Cascadia and the tireless volunteer reporting that Chris Andre does and has been doing for us for these many years. It's time to show your support for the news that you don't hear anywhere else. This invaluable community resource at KBOO is the only place in town where volunteers get to produce the news and get to bring you marginalized and unpopular and unheard voices. We know that's a lot of why you listen to us right now. Show your support, 877-500-5266.
And I want to thank Harriet.
Harriet, a renewing member in Portland. Thank you, Harriet, for starting your sustaining membership today. We really appreciate that support. And Carol, thank you so much for renewing your membership in Monmouth.
Yay!
Thank you, Carol. Thank you, Harriet. Let us thank you. Let us know that you are there supporting KABU, that you are doing your part to keep independent media truly independent. It is easy. We don't need to hold your hand through it, but maybe you do need a little bit of a roadmap. And the roadmap keys are really these numbers, 877-500-5266. You're hearing from Chris Andre about the importance of stopping the next war before it starts. And it is those sorts of moments that we come together here during the morning radio zine, during KABU's public affairs, to actually hear analysis from people that are left out of the mainstream media, independent voices, giving us information that is relevant, that we can use, that we can, in fact, take into consideration to make positive action and create right change. 877-500-5266, that number to call one more time, or online at kboo.fm. If you're giving at a $75 level, you can get that 4-gig flash drive of luminaries, talks by amazing organizers, activists, analysts, political pundits, and more, as well as KABU special programming and all manner of news that you can spread around your community. Share it with your friends and neighbors and make sure this information gets out there further and further. 877-500-5266 is the way to get that flash drive and to be entered into the sweepstakes. Mostly, it's the way to get your support in here to KABU, where right now we go to Flashpoints, who will be featuring a talk by Cornel West.
Today on a special edition of Flashpoints, Reverend Cornel West speaks out about race and class and injustice in the United States of America. I'm Dennis Bernstein, all this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. And you're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. My name is Dennis Bernstein.